yesterday, or it was actually the day before. Okay, it was actually the day before. And I was wondering how this was going to play out in the media. I was wondering how this was going to play out in the media. And before we really went into it, before we dissected it, I wanted to see what would be the fallout. Because I didn't want to speak. Listen, we touched on it yesterday, and I'm talking about the Hillary and Blasio skit, the whole CP skit they did. And we talked about it yesterday, but we didn't dissect it. Because I didn't want to go, look, nobody's saying anything. Nobody's doing anything. No, we're not. And then all of a sudden, it explodes, and you have articles written in every newspaper, and every talk show is dedicating hours to it. Then I look kind of stupid. I don't want to look stupid, you know? I just don't. I'm already on the internet radio. It's stupid enough. But it's been 2 days now. It's been 2 days. And it's buried. It has. Actually, it hasn't just been buried. It's kind of been like the scene from Pulp Fiction where they shoot Marvin in the face. And then they basically clean up the little itty-bitty fragments of brain. They pick up the itty-bitty fragments of brain and the big pools of blood so that they can put Aunt Jenny's best linen and create a subterfuge. Okay? The mess is still there. The blood is still there. The skull is still there. But enough is cleaned up that they can put the fine linen of Aunt Jenny and Uncle Conrad. The linen covers the mess. And that is what is happening today. And what I mean by that is the Washington Post. I know the Washington Post, a liberal rag. But liberal, it's not. Oh God, it's a broken record when we talk about, the Post or the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times or the LA Times CNN and ABC. It's just a broken record. It's a broken record. It's a skip. Okay, as my girlfriend calls it, it's a remix. It's a remix. Whenever we get a CD, I know who listens to CDs anymore. Well, once in a while, you throw a CD in. I still got a CD player in my car. Every once in a while, you throw a CD in. But they get a scratch, and they skip like records, too. My girl calls it a remix when it just skips. It goes, did it. She goes, oh, it's a remix. So it's like a remix. It's a broken record constantly talking about CNN and Wall Street Journal and the Post, how they're nothing but liberal propaganda. And the Washington Post outdid themselves because they put out a story. I mean, it was fascinating. So you have the Hillary Clinton Blasio. Okay, you have the Hillary Clinton Blasio situation. We have the Hillary Clinton Blasio situation. And if it was Donald Trump, if it was Jeb Bush, if it was Marco Rubio, if it was Ted Cruz, I mean, if it was any Republican. Hell, if it was someone in the media, and I'm not talking about the newspapers. I'm just saying an actor. I should have clarified the entertainment business. The entertainment business. This would have been a huge story on Twitter and in the Daily Beast and in Vox. Huffington Post? Oh, forget about it. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the Hillary Blasio situation happening to anybody but them? Anybody but them. Anybody but a good, faithful Democrat. Imagine if it was James Woods. Imagine if it was John Voight. Imagine if it was Clint Eastwood. Imagine. Round-the-clock coverage. So, you have this story out there. Okay? And everybody's trying to bury it. Everybody's trying to bury it. Okay? No one wants to talk about it. And they're trying to come up with things to create a subterfuge. So, out of the blue. I mean, literally, out of the blue. The Washington Post puts out a story, and it's called "The White Nationalist Who Shoved a Trump Protester May Be the Next David Duke" by Joe Helm, with contributors to the story being, let me see. Get the Jennifer Jenkins. Now, I have no idea who, and seriously, I had no idea, because I'm not going to go through this whole story, but Matthew Heimbeck. I have no idea who Matthew Heimbeck is. No idea. The Washington Post basically does an entire story on Matthew Heimbeck, a 24-year-old white nationalist who grew up in an affluent Maryland community and now lives in rural Indiana. It was acknowledged online that he was the one in the video pushing the woman. The object of his fury was Keisha Nwagwama, a public health major at the University of Louisville. She has joined two others suing Trump in Jefferson County Circuit Court for allegedly inciting a riot. The suit also accuses Heimbeck of assaulting Wanga. In the post, Heimbeck described her as a member of the Black Lives Matter movement who had been disrupting the event for the better part of an hour. In an interview, Nwanga said she's not affiliated with any organization and attended the rally to peacefully protest Trump's policies. So this article goes on to talk about I'm back. And it has quotes and other analysis from people like Ryan Lenz, the editor of the Southern Poverty Law Center, where he talks about Heimbach being the next David Duke. So this article then goes and describes who David Duke is and who Heimbach is and the history of racism and the affiliation that somehow Trump incites these people. I mean, again, we're talking about subterfuge. We're talking about Hillary Clinton. We're talking about Blasio. We're not talking about a gaffe with Hillary and Blasio. We're talking about them knowingly, consciously participating in a skit, in a joke that had some serious racial stereotypes inside the bit. So it wasn't the Joe Biden. I think Barack Obama is a good senator. He's a good person. He's articulate. He's clean. People went, what did he just say? Like, what? What? He's clean and he's articulate. Like, Joe, Jesus, go get out of here. Go rub somebody. Please. Please. So here's the Washington Post. Okay, here's the Washington Post. And they know the Hillary Clinton Blasio situation is out there. They know it. They know it. They know it's bubbling. So they put out a story just randomly about the white nationalist who shoved Trump protester and him being the next David Duke. So this was yesterday. And remember, yesterday was the it was the backlash. Yesterday is where you saw when the news, when the CNNs and the NBCs and the ABCs, when they were basically forced, when they were forced to report on it. It was yesterday. So the subterfuge came out. The Washington Post said, whoa. Before you start talking about a racist skit. Before you start talking a racist bit. Whoa. Before you start talking about Hillary Clinton and Blasio. Before you start talking about a mayor with a black wife and black kids. Whoa. Before you start talking about a 70-year-old woman. Whoa. Don't forget about the white nationalist who shoved a Trump protester who's just like David Duke. Let us remind you. So this story comes out. The subterfuge starts. Just out of the blue. Picture David Duke standing in front of the Confederate flag with a video. So not just the subterfuge of reading a story, but now you can play the video. Now you can play the video. You can play the video of David Duke. So this was yesterday. This was yesterday. Okay. This was yesterday. Now, those of you who haven't seen or don't exactly what happened, let me kind of fill you in just a little, okay? Just a just a smidgen. Okay, just a smidgen. So, Hillary and Blasio were at a New York City press dinner. Okay? And they were doing a skit. And this actor, Leslie Odom Jr., who was playing the character Hamilton. He actually looked like a slave. I mean, if you want to be, he looked like he looked like he looked like a slave. I don't know how else to say it. He looked like somebody from the Civil War era, dressed in the garb. A slave, okay? Let's call him what it is. Look at me dressed as a slave. Okay? So, Hillary Clinton says to Blasio, I just have to say thank you for the endorsement, Bill. It took you long enough. And Blasio responded, sorry, Hillary, I was running on CP time. And then Leslie Odom Jr., the star, Mr. Hamilton, said to de Blasio, I don't like jokes like that. And then Hillary fired back, cautious politician time. So they joked that it didn't mean colored people time, which was what it was referencing to. That's why the actor who was dressed as a slave said, I don't like that joke. I didn't like that. Not funny. And Hillary said, oh, cautious politician. That's what it meant. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Ha ha ha. Funny, funny stuff. Ha 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 ha. Now, this coming off the heels of Bill Clinton getting into a disagreement, I guess you could call it that, with the Black Lives Matter folk over comments Hillary Clinton made, 20 years ago? When she was promoting the crime bill. She had people kind of going, rrr. And of course, the media trying to figure out how they were going to defend Hillary Clinton. To the point where de Blasio, when asked about, said, listen, this is a skit. It was comedy. It was a bit. Do you guys understand that? It was a pre-worked bit. What don't you understand about that? And I thought that was funny. You want to know why I thought that was funny? Well, considering that for 8-9 months, Donald Trump has been under fire for things that he has said involving women. And they literally, and when I say they, Tim Miller super PAC. And of course, Hillary Clinton has used lines from that super PAC to attack Donald Trump. And of course, the media narrative has seized on these lines and things of that nature to say Donald Trump is a misogynist. Donald Trump hates women. Donald Trump is sexist. Donald Trump is a scumbag. And yet, I would say 100%. I'd say 100%, because even the Rosie O'Donnell stuff was part of a bit. But all of the things that the super PACs and Hillary Clinton and Huffington Post and other people alike used to say all these things about Trump, sexist, misogynist, all as a character, were all part of a bit. When the Daily Beast or the Huffington Post or BuzzFeed dig up a 15-year-old Howard Stern interview or a 20-year-old Howard Stern interview, and they go, look what Donald Trump said. Look what he did. Judging women. He's talking about Princess Diana. He's talking about, it's a bit. That is a bit. Just like Blasio said, why is everybody getting upset? It was a bit. I was doing a bit. It was a pre-planned bit. It was worked out beforehand. It was a bit. It was a joke. It was a bit. And everybody went, oh, yeah, okay. Mayor, you're right. It was a bit. No problem. And yet, Trump is on Stern, and that's real. Trump's on The Apprentice, and he says something to one of the women about being on her knees or something of that nature, and that's real. Trump is on Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. That's real. All of these things, I mean, Rosie O'Donnell and the feud with Trump, that's real. It's a bit. These are all bits. And if you're going to give Blasio and Hillary Clinton a pass and say it's a bit, it's a routine, then you have to do the same for Donald Trump. Now, I know that's not going to happen. Of course not. Talking about the media, we're talking about state-run media. We're talking about a bunch of leftist scum. We're talking about a bunch of corrupt leftist scum with their own crooked agenda. But it's the exact same thing. It's the exact same thing. All of these sexist and misogynistic, just horrible, evil things that Donald Trump has said about women have all been in the context of a bit, of a routine. Plain and simple. And the things that were not in the context of a bit or a routine was Donald Trump treating a woman equal. So when Arianna Huffington or a Marie Dowd or somebody of that nature writes a article that takes a big dump on Donald Trump, just a scathing piece. And Trump sends them a note and says, you're an a-hole. You're a disgusting, nasty, hideous a-hole. When that happens, you can't then take the position of poor, little, defenseless, feeble woman just sitting in your house, knitting, baking cookies. If you are going to demand equal everything, it's kind of what, you know, it's kind of funny. We're in this situation, and again, Obama created it. Obama created it. He's created all of these social ills that we go through. He really has. Racism. And what I mean by creating the social ills, and I say racism, the whole notion that if you criticize somebody who is black for a job they did, for just anything, anything that somebody who is black or Latino or Asian, if you criticize any of them for anything, they can instantly fire back racism. And the same thing with women. This environment has been created where a woman could say, you're being sexist. You're being sexist. Yet we're in a time where women are saying we want equal everything, not just pay, which I feel 100% women who do the same job of a man, as long as it's not based on, and I preference this because I've been a loud voice in the differences, as long as it's not something like acting or anything in the entertainment field where it's not based on equal work, equal pay. If you're an actor or you're a singer or something of that nature that has to draw people, and you're not drawing the same amount of people as a man or a child, a E.T., you shouldn't get equal pay. That's not how it works. But if you're working in the post office, or you're working as a lawyer, a doctor, of course, if you're a heart surgeon that's been doing it for 10 years, and you're a man, and you have a heart surgeon that's been doing it for 10 years, and you're a woman, you should be paid equal. Now, yeah, you know, one might work at UCLA, one might work at a county hospital, sure. But if you're going by two doctors at the county hospital or two doctors at UCLA, if everything's equal in that sense, you should be paid equal. Now, I don't mean to digress. I will get back to my point. So with everything being equal, and women saying equal across the board, then they should be open for the same amount of criticism. And when somebody says something, it shouldn't ultimately then fall back to, oh, well, you're just saying that because you're sexist. You're just saying that because you're a misogynist. You're being mean. No. I'm treating you just like I would treat a guy. I'm treating you just like I would my equal. You want to be treated as equal. Well, I'm treating you as equal. I would call a guy who was in your position an a-hole, just like I'm calling you an a-hole. I would call a guy in your position, if he did what you did, a worthless piece of crap. If a guy came into this office with stains on his shirt, his hair messed up, and a booger hanging out of his nose, I would say, hey, you look like a scumbag. You look disgusting. Go clean yourself up. Don't come to work and look like a pig pen from Charlie Brown. I would do the exact same thing to a guy. But Obama's created this aura, this victimhood, this poor me mentality. It's just insane. It's utterly insane. So Blasio and Hillary can get away with doing what they did because it's a skit. But Donald Trump can't. A Republican can't. And the media is burying it. The media is burying it. The media, Washington Post, who's first to jump all over Trump for everything. I mean, they are the first. Story yesterday talking about a white nationalist and reminding everybody about David Duke. That's what comes out yesterday. And then the White House gets involved. The White House gets involved. And again, listen to the, I guess you could say the defense. Would that be, would it, as long as it is you know, again, we have this bizarre, well, again, it's not a bizarre, it's not a bizarre, it's standard practice for liberals. It is. It's standard practice for liberals. It's standard practice for the media. It's standard practice for all of them. But, of course, the White House came out and said, Mayor de Blasio and Secretary Clinton have, over the course of their careers, demonstrated a genuine commitment to the pursuit of equality and justice and civil rights. This is Josh Earnest talking. I can't speak to any misguided attempts at humor. I can only speak to their commitment they have shown over the course of their career to justice and civil rights. The incident occurred during a skit. That was it. The skit. It was a skit. There you go. The White House said, hey, listen, they do a lot for blacks. They do a lot for the Latinos. Please, everybody chill out. It was a skit. Oh, little misguided humor. It's a skit. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's a skit. So the White House says it's a skit. As long as it's a skit, it's all right. And that's exactly what de Blasio said. Skit. It's a stage show. It's all. But what Trump does, that's real. And yet, Trump has been around for, what, 30 years? And never have you heard somebody come out and say, never, ever, that Trump is a racist. Never have you heard anybody come out and say, this happened on this day. Trump said this. I mean, we could go through the list of things from Al Sharpton. There's lists. We go Jesse Jackson. Oh, we had lists. But nobody can come out and say this happened involving Donald Trump and these Donald Sterling moments. Nobody has come out and said, Donald Trump harassed me. Nobody has come out and did a Clarence Thomas and said, who put the pubic hair on my Coca-Cola can? Look, there's a pubic hair on my coat. Did you put the pubic hair on there? Have you ever seen Long Dong Silver? Nobody has come out and said that. Matter of fact, the opposite. There's been just countless amounts of people that have come out and said, I've known a guy for 30 years. I've never heard anything racist. I've known the guy for 30 years. I've never heard him be a misogynist. I've never heard him disparage women. I've never heard him call a woman into the Trump Tower and say she's a worthless piece of trash. The only thing you can, the only stuff you hear, is what is involved in a skit. And that's it. And Blasio and Clinton got a pass because it was a skit. It was a skit. It's amazing, my friends. It's amazing. But you know what? It's a broken record.